Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Earlier we mentioned James Wood had a four-hit game for the Nationals. We'll talk to the GM, Mike Rizzo, coming up at 9 o'clock. I saw on social media, you know, it was somewhat of a thrill to make the major leagues, but to play in Baltimore because it was either his dad or his granddad used to take him to Orioles games because he grew up in Olney.
Mm-hmm.
So he grew up going to the Orioles game. So probably a thrill to play against, like I said, any team, but to play against Baltimore.
Oh, sure. Playing in Camden Yards.
That's where he grew up. That's where he learned the love of the game.
One of the most iconic stadiums in the game at this point. Right up there.
Big win yesterday, 9-3 over the Orioles.
Right.
So we'll talk to Riz in about half hour.
Right. All right, so I know Valdez has been, he and Drabby have been putting their brains together. It's not quite bit season. I mean, we're heading into football season, but he wants us to do the Junkies hypotheticals here. And he's
always enjoyed hypotheticals.
He's come up with his own 7 or 8 different hypotheticals. Now, these aren't just like sort of out of nothing. These are kind of based on
topical
pop culture things that are going on in the world. Valdez, you'll sell this better than me. Valdez wanted me to present it, and I'm kind of pushing Valdez to do it because I think you'll sell it better.
All right. You are the superior talent, so that's why I wanted you to read these off.
No, that's fine. But this is your brain. This is your baby. Okay. So I feel like you should take ownership.
It's better if he doesn't know what the actual
And I also think it's better for me to give an opinion, yeah.
All right. Me and Drab came up with some 5 hypotheticals.
And these
for you
are
guys.
All topical, right? Like based on kind of newsworthy kind
yeah,
of things.
Yeah, newsworthy things in the news. It can be sports related, pop culture related.
All right, nice.
All right. So
what is it? Is this Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music?
Yeah, your think music.
All right, good.
Okay. Hypothetical number 1. All trades being equal.
All right.
The Commanders make a move for Brandon Ayuk. Or the Jets, Hassan Reddick. Defensive end, Hassan Reddick.
Mm. I would rather have Brandon Ayuk.
The package being the same.
Even close. Brandon Ayuk is younger.
I'll be honest with you. I'd rather have offense. I don't know as much about
Reddick. Has double-digit sacks every year.
Yeah, but he's going to want a big, fat contract.
So does Ayuk.
Yes.
Not as sexy.
But he's older. He's 29.
I would take Ayuk. Maybe that's a dumb football decision, but personally, I would take Ayuk.
Okay.
I would rather have Ayuk because I'd want offense.
I'd want the 80 touchdown, the 80 catches and 8 touchdowns.
Telling EB during a break, I saw a report from Mike Garofolo, who I believe is with the NFL Network.
Mm-hmm.
He says that, and look, the decision hasn't been made, but he says Ayuk prefers to stay with the 49ers. So maybe he's mulling the extension they gave him.
Maybe he's going to make one more little counter.
I think we'll find out today
what his decision is. Your boy Jerry Rice had some sort of cryptic tweet as well that you could read into Jerry Rice. But, I think we just spent a second speculating about whether Jahan Dotson is the moper. Could be Emmanuel Forbes. But Ayuk, I think, helps them more than Hassan Reddick.
All right,
and he's younger.
What's your next one? So we're 3 for 3. We all agree on that.
Okay. All right. You're Adam Peters.
All right. Good.
After training camp and one preseason game,
all right,
you can have any rookie quarterback you want. Do you keep Jaden Daniels or do you take anyone else?
I keep Jaden.
Caleb, May.
Nope.
This was pre-JJ news.
Nope.
JJ McCarthy news.
Nope.
But you got to see the look-see at every rookie quarterback so far. And they give you one buyback. Do you take it?
Nope.
Do you want anyone else?
I want Caleb Williams. I think Caleb Williams is going to be Patrick Mahomes-like, which is what people have said for years, and he flashed it in his first preseason game.
It's a hard question to answer because you're saying after one preseason game, but I was always a Drake May guy before the draft.
So you still want Drake May?
I mean, he only played 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be very good, but Caleb is intriguing based on how he played, but I'll say Drake May.
I saw an amazing, it's highlights, but it was an amazing pass from Drake May. Do they have a receiver named Polk?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Caleb May Polk. To Polk, like a 60-yard bomb dime in practice.
No, I like my guy.
But I think Caleb is, I mean, he's the real deal. Like,
no,
I don't know.
Pickle
like,
is going to back off.
No, I'm not backing
JD.
Off. Like, no, I want a JD number one.
I think Caleb could end up throwing a bunch of interceptions. I don't know. Because he throws against his body and everything like that. But he, in just in that little body of work in that preseason game, which the question is about the preseason game, he showed a little of everything.
And
like
camp,
the rollout to the
itself.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go Caleb.
All my money is on Jaden.
I had Drake May above
Jaden.
Jaden, but I had Caleb one.
It's hard.
So you had Drake May one.
I had May
boards.
The whole time, so I can't back off of it.
Yeah.
All right. This is in the news. Ellie King, or Elle King, is Rob Schneider's daughter.
All right.
She was on a podcast.
She's all pissed off at him, right?
Says yeah, she's pissed
dad.
Off at her dad. Mm-hmm. She said on the podcast that her dad sent her to fat camp as a kid.
All right.
So would you rather spend one day at a fat camp like Elle King did as a child,
mm-hmm.
or 3 days at Dutch Wonderland with three year-old twins like Drabby?
I think I would rather go to fat camp and learn some good dietary habits. Dutch Wonderland for 3 days is torture. I don't know what
I'm going to Dutch Wonderland with twins.
I'm going to Dutch Wonderland because you can get better snacks. Fat camp, you're not going to get food.
Yeah, you're not going to get anything. Yeah. They're going to starve
hurting
you.
Veggies.
You might
veggies.
Have a couple of rides. I'm guessing they're mini rides. Like I don't know if Dutch Wonderland is like how big it is. Well, I'm going to guess it's just my Pennsylvania bias that it's like half Hershey Park. I'll take a half Hershey Park with popcorn and snacks over fat camp. By the way, Rob Schneider in D.C. in 2 weeks. He's appearing at the Howard Theater August 31st.
I know fat camps have like a horrible connotation.
What's the big deal? I actually think it's responsible. If my kid was enormous, I would send my kid to fat
this
camp.
This is what it says here in the article from Elle King. I was a really, 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 really heavy child.
Yeah.
My dad sent me to fat camp. It
that's
was
where
rough
you
and I got
been.
In trouble. It's very toxic.
Whatever. Are you kidding? If my kid was obese, like legit obese, they're going to fat camp. And they're not going for a day.
All right.
100%. There's nothing wrong with that. That's being a responsible parent.
I will say, Rob Schneider, one of the most disappointing in-studio guests we've ever had.
I don't even remember him in studio.
Oh, he was so grumpy.
Was he boring?
He was so grumpy.
Was he boring? I can't remember.
What? Who's the one that went to the bathroom on us for a while?
Oh, that was the other guy on Saturday Night Live.
Chris Kattan.
He was disappointing.
He probably went in there and who knows what he did in there.
Allegedly. Yeah.
This was about 8 years ago, and everyone was so jacked for Rob Schneider.
And he sucked? I don't remember him.
He was there, gun to his head.
Yeah.
That was like Ryan Key from... From Yellow Card.
You want
so bitter.
You want
this chick takes some shots at him though. She says my dad forgot every single one of my birthdays. She didn't talk to him for 4 or 5 years.
It doesn't sound great. What were you gonna say?
She says if I would ever spend a summer with my dad, it'd be on a movie set. I just got lost in the shuffle.
Right. Well, you're a big fatty.
Everyone go watch Heavyweights later today.
What is
great,
that?
Great movie.
About
kids at fat camp.
By the way, somebody was asking me about which Stag's Leap you want. You want the apostrophe before the S, right? I think that's the one you want.
I think it's
before the S.
I think it's after the S.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I looked it up. I think it's before the S.
But there are two Stag's Leaps.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Hypothetical number four. All right. You have your dance moves televised worldwide a la Aussie breakdancer Ray Gunn, or swim 200 meters in the duty water of the Seine or Seine.
The Seine.
Ooh. Seine.
Yeah, the Seine River. All right, Seine hold River. On. Repeat.
So I think the Tonight Show, didn't the Tonight Show made fun of the Australian
breaker?
Yeah.
The whole
breaker.
Country. The
whole
world.
Country is making fun of her.
The whole right. world. So, it was so cringy, I couldn't watch it.
You have
so you're basically William Hung. No, that could become
well,
like...
Well, you could have silly dance moves, JP. Yeah. I'm just saying, you put up a...
I mean, I don't.
You put up a camera.
Yeah.
You video yourself dancing.
Yeah.
Like, break, like, and you can break, you do whatever you want.
All right.
And then you got to post it to the internet, it goes viral, everyone gets to see you dance.
Right.
Or 200 meters swimming in the duty
and
water
means,
of the
means you're gonna that means you're going to vomit and everything?
I don't know.
No, I'll do the 200 meters, at least get
just
some exercise
a,
out of
just
it.
Just in a
don't
dirty
get
river.
On.
It's like swimming in the Potomac.
No, I believe three German swimmers are sick from it.
Yeah, I don't want to get sick, so I probably would do the bad break dancing.
Definitely don't want E. coli.
By the way, what was
200 meters is what, like 8 laps in the pool?
It's a long time.
But in a river, it would take a lot longer. I mean, so I've been swimming lately. 8 laps is 10
river?
Minutes.
I don't want to be in a freaking dirty. You can't even.
Yeah, there's floaters.
Who knows what's in there?
Floaters hanging around.
Forget about the duty.
No, 200 meters is 4
laps. Alligator in there.
200 meters is 4
laps. That's
in
a 50 meter pool, but I'm saying the neighborhood pool is usually 25 meters. So it's back and forth.
It's a lot of swimming, dude. I'm not sized. I'll do the bad breakdancing.
I mean, you could actually probably do it.
But can I ask a question
minutes.
About the Australian breakdancing?
I'm doing
though.
The river.
I actually don't like.
I'm doing breaststroke with my head up the whole time.
I actually don't like cringe humor. It's just too uncomfortable for me. So I saw like 3 seconds of her and I changed it. What was so. Was it the worst you've ever seen?
Yes.
I mean. Why was she
embarrassed the nation?
Yeah.
Why was she eligible?
There was like no real breakdancing committee. Her and her husband were the head of the committee that sent people to the breakdancing Olympics from her country.
And she has a doctorate.
It was a sham contest to see who got to represent their country.
Okay, so it was rigged.
It was rigged.
Does she have any breakdancing ability? Like, could she do anything?
Ray gun?
Yes. Apparently, she has a PhD in.
Like cultural dance,
I don't know, in hip hop dance.
And so she just learned some quick routine and then showed up.
I think she's been doing it forever. Yeah. She's just horrible at it.
I mean, the guys that were doing it, I did watch some of the good guys. They're insane.
Yeah.
They're insane. They're spinning on their heads and freaking holding themselves up in crazy positions.
Yeah. Somehow they found a loophole.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened.
Yeah.
She does look like a fish flopping around.
Yeah, I mean, did she have any move where...
Did she look silly? No.
How did her competitor react? Was he like... Was he joning on her? Or?
It would be like if JP jumped in the pool and swam against
Michael
Caleb
Phelps.
Dressel or whatever his name is.
Yeah. All right.
It made a mockery of the Olympics.
When I see stuff that's super cringe, I don't like it. I have to change.
It was very, very awkward and cringe.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff.
All right, last one. A Manassas homeowner had a car smashed through her fence and bushes. The driver offered her $50,000 to not call the cops.
Right.
Would you take the money for that property damage or call the police?
All right, hold on.
Taking the money.
I don't know. How much is the property damage?
It's just a fence and a bush.
So the car smashed through the fence and bush.
I don't care about the bush.
If you're making
I can fix
problems.
The fence for $10,000, let's just say.
The fence isn't going to cost us 50.
You can't make any kind of assessment. It's on the spot.
The fence is costing you 50.
It's 2 a.m. The guy gets out of the car.
Where is he going to get the $50,000? Show me the $50,000.
It's a very nice car. It looks like he would be good for it.
Here's the thing.
Well, wait a minute.
Show me the $50,000. If you've got the $50,000, I'll take it.
Well, he's not going to have the $50,000 right there.
Well, then how can I do this?
You're going to take his word for it.
Pull up your Wells Fargo account. Let me see if you got
Venmo
it.
Me $50,000.
Yeah.
Venmo me $50,000 by tomorrow. And by noon tomorrow, and then I won't call the cops. I'm taking the $50,000. 100%.
Yeah.
That's not even.
Hold on. So the guy did offer the $50,000?
Yeah, the guy got out of the car, offered the homeowner $50,000 to not call the
police.
And
the homeowner did what?
Called the police.
Okay.
Why did the guy didn't want a DWI or something? Is that what it was?
The accident happened like at 2 a.m. It could be.
Oh, I'm sure that's what
it could be. Drinking related, could be bad driving related. Person has a lot of points on their license. Mm-hmm. Person's insurance premiums are through the roof.
Warrant out for their arrest, probably.
Warrant out for arrest.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so
person's probably hammered. He's probably doesn't have $50,000.
But he said it was a very nice car, Mike. So what if you just say, all right, I got your license plate.
He's car poor.
I'm gonna take a picture of your license, and if you Venmo me $50,000 by tomorrow, I will not call the cops.
Yeah, I'm taking a picture of your license plate and your license.
Right. But if I
see $50,000 in my Venmo,
but if
then
you don't,
you're good.
I am going to call the cops.
You guys are donks. You're not going to send $50,000 over Venmo. You're going to say, come back over with cash in a suitcase.
Well either way
it works.
That's all digitally tracked.
Uncle Sam's going to text.
Okay,
that's like,
whatever. All right, cash.
You got to be quick thinking here.
All right. Well, all right. I don't know how a guy can get $50,000 in cash. How's a guy getting $50,000?
That's his problem.
Yeah, but I think it's an untenable problem.
I would
problem.
Take the $50,000 in cash.
I would take the Venmo.
Because,
personally.
Like JP said, it's not going to cost that much to replace a fence.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I don't care about what shenanigans that guy's involved in. But I'll take the $50,000. Hell yeah.
It could be dirty money.
Plus, you can have a banged up fence for years. EB, I guarantee, still hasn't fixed the tops of his fence.
No, you know, yeah, you're still looking for people to install your lattice.
You know what Joe P told me to do? He said, just take them all off.
There you go. So, but I bet you still haven't done that.
I got to do that.
You won't.
It's a pain in the ass. But there aren't that many left. They're all falling down.
I remember Mike Rizzo joins us at 9 o'clock to talk some Nationals. We'll talk to the Nats GM then here on the Junkies.